Wisconsin Tiff is back on. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
You sound hesitant.
Yes.
that good morning sounds
just
like...
I woke up a little bit ago.
Right. Okay, oh, all right. Right. As long as it's that.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. We got an email from a tribe member after your last appearance. Can I read it to you?
Yes.
Chaz and AJ, how you guys doing? I listen to your show, but don't call in or email. I'm probably stupid for doing this and certainly embarrassed, but I am curious. You had a guest on recently, a woman in her 30s, that said she has sex with older men and makes videos of it. I'm embarrassed to ask, but is it possible for me to contact her? Do you have an email for her?
Right.
I haven't been with anyone in about 21 years. God's honest truth. Is she located in Connecticut or somewhere close? I am technically married. In my opinion, on paper only. My wife told me sex is not important.
Oh.
Is there a way to contact this girl? I would appreciate it. I'd be willing to take care of her, and she wouldn't have to do anything.
Nice.
Now, what does he mean by that? Like, financially, I'm or, guessing. Like, you could just lay there.
Right.
It'll be fast. Like, I don't know what...
Right. Just a minute. No idea.
Yeah. At least you might have a good laugh sharing this email with all the crew. It's not funny.
No.
No, it's serious.
Poor guy.
Thanks for the laughs. Take care. God, I hope this wasn't another massive mistake. I'm not really expecting anything, but at least I tried.
Right.
So, what's your answer to this guy?
I feel that he should probably be very open with his wife, and if she does not want to be intimate, if it's been like that the entire time, honestly, he should probably leave if she's not wanting to engage in any. It sounds like their whole marriage has been loveless, so I don't know what he's been waiting around. But with me, I mean, I live in Wisconsin, so I do get a lot of offers, and I don't know what he means by taking care of me, because, I mean, I'm doing well financially.
Right.
So I don't think he realizes how financially well I am, but I really like what I do. I left my own marriage of 17 years where I was financially controlled, and I finally have my freedom, and I just don't want...
I don't think he's looking for a relationship.
No, I think he's just, yeah.
Okay, if he wants some arm candy, but I don't want to get him in trouble, because, I mean, if his wife, I mean, who knows what she could do? She could take him to the cleaners.
Yeah, and also you don't want that drama circling your business.
Right, be incognito, of course.
Right,
yeah.
You don't... So, do you actually have sex with seniors, or what is it that you do? Explain your services.
I do. I do have sex with seniors and older men.
Right.
And I make content with them, and they love it. Some of them can't show their faces because of what they do for work, and they don't want their friends and family finding out.
Right.
Because they secretly enjoy the lifestyle. And there's a lot of successful men that are really big into the lifestyle, and people wouldn't even
know it. The lifestyle of having sex with younger women, isn't that...
Right.
I don't think we're surprised by this.
Isn't it the American dream?
I don't think you just shocked anyone. Right. No one's looking at their radio now with their head tilted like, what is she talking about?
My mouth is agape.
Yeah.
Just going to sex parties and
that whole
having
thing.
A sex whole parties. Different life than what they're used to because of what they've been told. This is how it is. And then they get to that point in their life and they're like, what the fuck did I did?
Oh, hey, ho, oh, hey. What the F?
What the hell did I do?
Yes. Oh, sorry.
Right. Yeah.
What the F?
Right.
What the F?
Okay, well, that's what dump buttons are for.
Right, exactly, right.
No, but I'm trying to get an idea of what you do. So let's just say this guy, right? Let's say he gets out of this marriage.
Right.
And he's like, well, I'm going to go to Wisconsin
right.
and make some content
Check
with this girl.
Right.
You must charge for this. You don't do it for free, do you?
I do content trade.
Content trade.
What does that mean?
It means where we make the content and then I usually have it on my camera and I'll edit it and then I'll send it to them. And once that's done, and then I'll sell it on my OnlyFans and I make a profit from it.
Okay. So that the only payment they get is the video.
Yes.
Right.
Seems like a good deal.
Get the good side.
You know? I don't think anyone, you know, guys spend a lot of money on dinner and drinks and all this other stuff.
Right.
Well, I do like going to dinner afterwards.
Okay. Oh, yes. Okay. You build an appetite, right. Of course, yes.
I mean, I'm hungry.
How many, how do you, wait, Justin has a question. Go ahead.
Dinner afterwards?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
I always think dinner's a prelude. So
no,
I would say, like, you know, by the time, then you'll be too full.
Yeah, you're bloated.
Yeah, but by the time the act is all said and done, I would be like, okay, well.
Justin's saying he's not a cuddler. When he's done, you're out.
Right. Hasta vista, baby.
Get in your car.
Right.
It's not quite that
down the road you go.
The last thing I'm going to do is shower, get dressed, and then go out to dinner afterwards.
I'm
going to be asleep.
Once the act is done, how much time do you want to spend?
I don't know. I kind of like the idea of dinner afterwards.
After.
Because you built up an appetite and you got something to talk about.
go to the early bird special with the seniors then.
That's right. It is early.
4 o'clock.
It's almost lunch.
4 o'clock. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Bluebird.
How do you decide who you're going to make this content with? What's the criteria? And
maybe camera friendly,
if
right?
I have so many questions. Right. So what's the criteria? How does somebody get in line for this service?
I usually will post on my Twitter, which if anybody's wondering, it's Wisconsin_TIFF. It's the one with around 350,000 followers. So there's a lot of fakes, so be careful of that. But okay. I do post on there when I do need guys, and then I have directions of what you're supposed to do. So I usually...
It's like a casting call.
Yeah, but guys don't read directions.
Yeah.
Casting call.
It depends on what I need. If I need a guy who's in his 50s, or if I need a virgin, or... and then I go and post on FetLife. I tell them, go to my FetLife, because you technically can't even discuss that kind of stuff on OnlyFans.
Right.
Do their TOS. But they'll go to my FetLife, and then they'll go through all the requirements, especially testing, because testing is very important to me. Everybody in the industry tests. No fans are making videos with content creators who are legit without the talent testing, which is the STD testing.
Talent
testing
or auditioning?
What's that?
Right. And I'm guessing you have to be a certain look, right? Because people don't want to watch people out of shape having sex.
They got that at home.
Like, it's the opposite.
Yeah.
It's kind of gross.
You can be out of shape.
Right.
You can be out of shape.
You don't have to be a silver fox, even though, I mean, majority of my followers who follow me and watch my content, they're just average guys. And then the other guy, like, they're not gym fanatics. They're not super fit.
Right. Yeah, place
A. Okay. People pay for this. And then have you had people that you've made videos with that you thought, I think we can make a bunch more together? Like, in other words,
a sequel.
They get sequels.
Right, a whole series.
Right, they get a series.
Right, like Star Wars.
Yes, I do have a few regulars because of the way that we shoot, and they understand it, so I don't have to prep them through what we're supposed to do, the positions, the cues, and...
They know the drill.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right. Wisconsin Tiff is on. She's an OnlyFans model. She makes erotic content with senior citizens.
Right.
And now is banned from some retirement homes.
It's like Cocoon, part two.
This is really, like, tell me about the first time you were banned from a retirement home. How did that happen?
Kill someone?
They don't want me to come into retirement homes because I am a liability. And also, I don't know. I had a senior, and he didn't want to be at the home, so I took him out to lunch, and then they found out who I was. But I did take him out to lunch, and we had a really good time.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do anything to him, but they thought we were, like, making videos in the nursing home. But they don't want me in there. So anyways, I had a friend that picks him up for me, and we go out to eat. They don't know.
Right. How many... people do you think you've been with since you started the movie making?
Oh, I don't know. I, solo for a year in, and I've been doing OF for 3 years now. Wow. And I 2 years in is when I started doing videos with men, and I've been doing that for a year now. So honestly, I don't know. I don't really keep track. All I care about is making the videos.
We call it sweating to the oldies.
That's good. Do you name each video? Does each video have a title?
I mean, it depends on what it is. Like, I probably can't say them on here, but
okay. Ruth, can you look some up, please?
Ruth's like, really?
Or, no, don't if you don't want to. No, you know who's better for this job? Hold on, Ruth. Forget about that.
Yes.
Five grandpas.
Justin?
I got one.
Go ahead. This is
grandpas.
All you. Just a gentleman's club.
Justin Salivate.
He's got them already. He's already had
he's
them.
Salivating.
Right. He's salivating. He's already four of them, right?
Yeah. He's already on the site.
Right.
What do you remember any of the names?
Of the guys?
No. Of the episodes.
Yes.
You have to be named.
Well, there's one where I was a bunch of older men, a mix of older men, and it was 100 guys, and I was the fluffer for Rebel Rider.
Wow.
And she, yeah, so there's a viral video of me of a 56-year-old. Some of them had to wear masks because they couldn't be exposed to their family and friends and work. But one of them was 56, and I posted a clip of that on my Twitter, and it got so many views. It got, like, I don't know, a few million views or something. Wow. Like
has
that.
Any of these guys who are in the videos and they, like, don't want their faces shown, have any of them been identified by someone seeing their wiener
right.
and saying, I know that
mole. Yeah,
I know right. that wiener. Right. That's my husband's wiener. Has that ever happened?
That's a bad sound.
No, because I don't post that on Twitter. I usually try not, if they don't have their face showing, I try not to post that on Twitter. I kind of keep that on my OF. So that way I reduce but I'm really not worried about it because at the end of the day, if they want to tell everybody about it, that's free advertising for me.
Right.
And then the person feels now that they're free and they're just going to become a full-time content creator with me probably.
Right. Well, man, you have a very unique business, and it sounds like
things are going well.
People need to, you know,
yeah,
do this. And
right,
how much did you tell us the last time you were on what you're making a month?
It fluctuates.
Right.
My best month was 80,000, but my goal is to ultimately make 200,000 a month, and I am on that way.
Damn, good
I have
you.
A lot of different strategies, and then I invest as well.
Good,
you pull a lot into it, yeah. So.
Yeah, I have other revenues of income that I'm working on. So that way I'm not doing this for the rest of my life.
Cool.
No, yeah, you have a window.
I'm going to retire one day, make your own films.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You could be on the other end. Right.
Exactly. Wow.
You know, this is a career arc that could span multiple decades.
Yeah, who wants a lifesaver series?
Yeah. When is your next casting call?
Well, I just did 3 yesterday. My next one is next week, but it's with one of my female friends who does the same work as me. We're going to do some outdoor fishing content.
Oh, wow.
You can catch a lot of things.
See, there's the name of that movie. Right. You can catch a lot of things.
There you go. Boom.
Boom.
Gun fishing. Mm-hmm.
There's a title. See, we could come up with titles for you.
Exactly, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Always fun having you on.
Yes.
And very interesting. Very interesting what you're doing.
I'll be thinking about it all day.
All right. So we'll pass this information on to the guy who sent us the email.
And oh, yeah.
Thanks for coming on. We're linked up to all your stuff on the radio station website. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Talk soon.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.